This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. On the eve of facing just the third presidential impeachment vote in American history, U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out at House Democrats. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In an angry letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the president says while he's facing articles of impeachment accusing him of abuse of power, it's Democrats who are abusing theirs.
This has been a total sham from the beginning.
Asked by reporters if he'll take any responsibility for being impeached.
I don't take any, zero, to put it mildly.
Again, insisting he's done nothing wrong while accusing Democrats of perverting justice. He spoke as a House panel sparred over the rules for tomorrow's historic votes, with Democrat Jim McGovern saying the president violated the national trust and undermined democracy.
He acted in a way that rises to the level of impeachment.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
More clashes have erupted in New Delhi between thousands of protesters and police over a new law that makes it easier for non-Muslims from neighboring countries to gain citizenship. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government says the measure is designed to protect religious minorities from persecution in neighboring Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan. But critics say the fact that Muslims are excluded weakens India's secular foundation. And there have been growing questions about the stance of the government, led by Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party, towards India's Muslims. Islam makes up 14% of the population. The citizenship law follows the revocation of the special status of the Muslim-majority Kashmir region, and a court ruling clearing the way for the construction of a Hindu temple on the site of a mosque raised by Hindu zealots.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Reporters Without Borders says fewer journalists were killed this year, but more ended up in jail. Its annual report came out on Tuesday. This is VOA News.